Blog Talk Radio.
Love you tonight, Lord Jesus. And once again, we offer our lives tonight. We bring you more than a song tonight. We offer our lives, we offer our lives, we offer our lives. We're coming back to worship as it truly is. Sorry for the thing we made it. We bring you more than our song tonight. But we offer our lives, we offer our lives. Jesus, cleanse my soul. Please make me whole. I surrender. Out. In your presence, please cleanse my soul.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And good evening. You have tuned into another episode of Tehillah Worship. And this is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks. Amen. The Word of God says the glory, His glory covers the earth and the fills the heavens, and the earth is filled with His praise. And so we just bless God on this evening for an opportunity to join into the social order of heaven, of worship, of exaltation and adoration of our Lord God. Let us start off with a word of prayer. And before that, I just want you to know that tonight, just like every night, we will set a space for intercession and an opportunity of worship, as well as a time for you to meditate on the Word of God tonight. And so I pray that you have prepared yourself for an intimate encounter with the Lord thy God, that you are postured and prostrate and just ready. Your heart is open and sealed with the anticipation of being in His presence. So blessed God, our Father, we just worship you. We beseech you, we seek your face, God, and we ask, God, that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour us out, Lord God, not just a blessing, but the abundance of your Spirit, God, your joy, your glory, your righteousness, and your peace. Father, I pray for those that are in need of healing, those that are in need of deliverance, those that are in need of answered prayer, God, and those that are in need of a touch from heaven. Father, meet us in our places of intimacy, oh God. Meet us, Lord God, where we are right now. And touch us, Holy Spirit. Speak through your word, oh God. Minister through prayer and intercession, God. And may those that are even preparing themselves to become prayer for someone else, oh God, may those prayers be heard and answered, God. Thank you for global revival in the name of Jesus. Thank you for a touch, Lord God, a loving touch, oh God. Thank you, God, for hearing the cry of your beloved, oh God. Thank you, God, for embracing those, Lord God, that are lost. Thank you for saving someone tonight. And we glorify you. Heal someone's soul, God. Heal someone's heart, oh God. Meet them where they are, God, and bring them up to where you have called them to be. And we bless you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Amen. Thank you for answering prayer, O Holy Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so if you have joined me on this evening of Tehillah Worship, I invite you to enter into worship, enter into prayer and intercession. Enter into a time of meditation in the Word of the Lord. And so I hope that you have found you a comfortable place in your home or wherever you are, and that you are now ready to go into the depths of Tehillah worship. Go forth in Jesus' name.
I woke up on
Let us take this time and take the word of God and take this opportunity to either pray or meditate over his word. And I pray that heaven's bounty opens up for you tonight. And I pray that you hear and receive from God like never before. This is Tehillah Worship. God, I want to ask you all to take the next few minutes to begin to pray for every pastor, every church, every ministry leader, any and everything that you can think of, anyone that you can think of that is in ministry, every church planner, every seasoned pastor, every elder or senior bishop, apostle, prophet, evangelist, but definitely these ministry leaders and church planners and deacon boards and trustees and those that are over the administration as well as spiritual administration of the church. Let us take some time now and lift them up in prayer. Pray their strength. Pray they continue to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit, led and guided by the Word of God. Pray that they seek the revelation of God in His Word, as well as the application of His Word for the people of God that follow them. Pray for their families. Pray for those that are bivocational, that are pastoring, as well as working a full-time job. Pray for their children, those that are in church, those that are not in church. Pray for their ability to stand when others are giving up. Stand when others are bending. Pray for their ability to stand on the Word of God. Let us take that time now and pray for our churches and pray for our pastors. In Jesus' name.
can see clearly your favor was with me. You covered me all of my days. Thank you, Lord, for being so gracious. Thank you, Lord, how your grace surrounds us. Thank you, Lord, your mercy protects us and it keeps us from all harm.
Forevermore. I thank God for you. And I thank God for you. You are going to do everything that God created you to do in 2017. We've come to the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship. And as always, it has been my pleasure to not just be your guide, but to be a co-laborer and a co-participant in this experience, in this worship, worship, meditation, and intercession experience. And so I pray and I invite you to come back and join me again next week. And I pray that this week will be a blessed week, an awesome week, and a powerful week for you in the spirit of our God. God bless you. God bless you. May God keep you. May God's face shine upon you. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit and be blessed.